Good morning. It is a Friday morning. That means Samantha Wood, Managing Editor for News at the Berkshire Eagle, joining us. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning, David.
Well, big news broke this week on a night when Garrison Keillor, the host of the Writer's Almanac on WAMC, former host of the Prairie Home Companion, was expected to perform at the Colonial in Pittsfield. He did not after NPR released the news that he was terminated for sexually inappropriate behavior.
Yeah, we got news of that, I think, like the rest of the country, just after noon on Wednesday, and he was due to perform that night at the Colonial with his longtime friends and collaborators, Robin and Linda Williams. These are names that are familiar to public radio listeners for many years. And so we were trying to figure out if the show was expected to go on. We were going to cover it. It wasn't until a little bit after 4 that we found out they had decided to cancel the show. And our reporter, Ben Cassidy, was able to catch up with Garrison Keillor while he was having dinner downtown in Pittsfield and get a few moments of his time to talk about the allegations and what that was like for him.
And, of course, many of our listeners have been responding to the situation, but we, who carry NPR's programming, really didn't have any say in what would happen with the program. Not our decision, but the decision of Minnesota Public Radio.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's interesting for the whole country right now to see how the swiftly changing tides in relation to sexual harassment allegations are leaving no corner untouched.
Indeed. Well, from there we go to catch up on the latest with the Berkshire Museum art sale. What's happening there, Samantha?
This week, a few things were happening. At the beginning of the week, the Berkshire Eagle's parent company was in court. New England Newspapers, Inc., filed a motion in appeals court in Boston asking to unseal documents that had been impounded in relation to the proposed sale of art by the Berkshire Museum. Among those is expected to be the contract with Sotheby's, the auction house. And there was an argument to be made there that those release of those documents was in the public interest. That motion was denied by Justice Joseph Traynor in the appeals court, but he did send it back to the Superior Court in Berkshire County and allowed the judge there to hear it. So the Eagle's parent company then filed a motion there asking for that judge to unseal the documents. That has not yet been decided. The injunction preventing the sale of art will come up on December 11th, so in about a week and a half, the AG's office will be asked to come forward again and say where they are in their investigation.
Samantha Wood, Managing Editor for News for the Berkshire Eagle, where you can go to find this and other stories in the paper today. Samantha, have a great weekend. We'll catch up with you next week.
You too, David. Thanks so much.